Back here in the U.S., recent school shootings have many administrators taking a hard look at their security plans. But there isn't any clear evidence as to what programs and technology work best to keep schools safe. Aditi Bundlamudi from member station WUNC tells us how one North Carolina school district is wading through their options.
Talk to parents dropping their kids off at school, and they'll tell you they're thinking about security.
I think for school safety, you know, you can't really put a dollar on it.
I want my kids safe. That's my opinion. I don't think we need to make a business out of it, but we should keep our kids safe.
In 2017, the market for school security systems was worth $2.7 billion, according to IHS Market, a research firm. There are endless products, from $60 door locks that can withstand a sledgehammer, to video surveillance and metal detectors, to classroom tourniquet kits, and special toilets schools can buy for long lockdowns.
You buy these 5-gallon buckets that has a toilet seat on it and a roll of paper towel, of toilet paper, and you could
sanitary like, wipes.
And yeah, there's like this package that you can buy.
That's Tracy Fowler and Chris Blyce. Fowler is the director of student services and support programs for the Chatham County School District in North Carolina. Blyce is the chief operations officer for the district. Chatham County schools realized they needed to change their security plan in November 2017 when a hunter shot a deer near one of the schools.
Teacher called and the school went into lockdown. Well, this was at about 7:45. And the kids were just getting there. So there's a line of cars down the front of the school and out to the road. So what do you do about that? And who does it?
And the following February, two Chatham County schools were placed on lockdown when someone stole a vehicle and came near the schools. It became apparent to Blyce and Fowler that they needed to revamp their security system. But when they started looking, the options seemed endless and expensive.
I mean, it's overwhelming. I mean, it really is. There's more stuff out there than you could ever use.
There's a lot we don't know about which types of technology are effective in making schools safer, yet there's an abundance of types of technology for school districts to wade through.
Heather Schwartz is a senior policy researcher at RAND Corporation. She co-wrote a recent study published by RAND and found no evidence that increased technology or security programs reduce firearm violence in schools. Schwartz found that most tech for lockdowns is reactive rather than proactive to school violence. And she says it's difficult to study what technology works well, particularly because factors change depending on the school, how big the school is, what safety procedures the school already follows, and how closely staff follow those procedures. So what are schools supposed to do?
You need to think about the whole picture. Training staff on your policies, deciding what particular policies to implement, and what technologies in this case, and then how are you going to maintain it over time.
Blyce and Fowler in Chatham County followed that approach. And for Blyce, it's not about the stuff, it's about communication and organization.
It's finding the balance and it's understanding that these are things that help you. They can't be where you're putting your faith.
Ultimately, they mostly want more eyes around the school. They have over 700 security cameras throughout their school district, but they want to add more. They added 4 additional school resource officers to their squad of 7. They're in the process of replacing the physical locks on their doors with badges and a computerized system which updates who has access. They're also looking into a program which would call law enforcement faster. Blyce says preparing for an active shooter is like preparing for a plane crash. On the rare occasion that it happens, we question our safety in some of the safest places.
We're training hoping that we never have an airplane crash, and we're doing everything that we can so that if we have one, we can get through it. That's about the best we can do.
For Here and Now, I'm Aditi Bundlamudi.
And Aditi's story comes to us from the reporting project Guns in America.